Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
And in Missouri has a situation with a crawl space. What's going on?
Oh, well, we built a house, and but didn't get the cover space on before we got deluged with rain. Ended up with about 8 inches of water under there. Have sump pumped it out, but there's still some puddles around, and we're going to close it off. And I'm just wondering if there's some ways to dry that out.
Yeah. What you're going to need to do is to get a fan in there, and you're going to want to take the fan and actually have it pull air out of the crawl space, even though that you don't have any other vents, which, by the way, is a mistake. But even though you don't have any other vents, you're going to find that air will pull. If you depressurize that space, air will be replenished through all the nooks and the crannies in the construction. So it'll pull air from upstairs. It'll find a way to pull air from the outside. And that will draw some air across that space and help to vent it. But I would recommend a couple other things. You mentioned you had a sump pump in there. I would also make sure that I look at the grading and the drainage situation of the foundation perimeter. Make sure that your gutters are clean, they're free-flowing, they're extended well away from the foundation, and that the soil slopes away from the foundation, because those two things will help you prevent this from happening again in the future.
Okay. So the fan will clean up the puddles that are kind of remaining around.
Yeah, eventually. Yes, eventually. That will do it. And after it gets dried out, I would also put a vapor barrier down across the crawl space floor. If it's possible to get in there, I'd lay down some large sheets of plastic. Oh, it does.
It's plastic and gravel. Yeah, we just didn't. And it actually, this foundation is higher than the ground around it.
Uh-huh.
Just with the 10-12 pitch, the water just came right off the roof and funneled down into the house where we had the crawl space opening.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do a better job at managing that roof water.
Well, yeah, we weren't finished. And
yep.
All right. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.